people is what they call pepper pot, but it was improperly named, except when they were boiling turnip greens or collard greens or sometimes cabbage, they would put cornmeal in there and make a soup, a cornmeal soup.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the cook would add a pod of pepper if she liked pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So that made them call it pepper pot. And that became a popular dish.
I see.
With the
if you add cornmeal to boiling water and just boiled it, what would that be called?
Gruel.
Meal gruel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm raised on.
Uh-huh. People don't seem to like it around here. I like it very much myself.
The soup I have had when I was
if
sick.
It's seasoned with ham, cured ham, it's delicious.
You
never
told
it.
A lot now.
You do.
Boil ham, you know. Boil it.
You never call it mush.
Mush. Some people call it mush.
Mush.
That's mostly used up in the New England states, I think. Mush. Cornmeal mush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother always thinks that she goes.
Oh, incidentally.
Cut a hunk of ham out, you know, a little smoke,
slice it, and boil it, then
thicken it with that
meal
and black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the soup I was ever.
Uh-huh.
When I was sick, now that's what you fix for us,
uh-huh.
You know, for...
try to get sick pretty often, huh?
We had a man and his wife visiting us from 65 from Maryland, and he and I discussed these very points that we are talking about now. The difference in the language of his area and our area down here.
It's interesting.
Some words that I used in my common conversation, he wouldn't understand what I was talking about unless I went into the dictionary over there.
And actually, even a good dictionary is not too helpful because they don't break down the distinctions.
Well, they just give a sketch.
We enjoy talking with each other on the colloquialisms.
What do you? What's the flat cake that you that has nothing in, made out of cornmeal, nothing in it to make it rise? It's just a flat cake.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Did you ever eat any ash cake?
No.
A few times.
You remember though when did your parents or grandparents make ash cake?
Yes.
They did.
I don't think mine ever made no. I tell you, an old nigger woman used to, that must have been what she used to make. We used to go to an old nigger woman when I was a child. She'd cook soda bread for us. Put soda in cornbread and cook it on the fireplace. And that was mighty good,
those children. Did you ever call, what did you call batter bread, or didn't you use that term?
That's cornbread with egg, milk.
Batter cake.
Batter bread.
Batter bread.
Batter bread.
And then batter cake would be something you make.
You fry the batter cakes. Like you cook hot cakes.
Yes.
But the batter bread is cooked in a thick loaf, you might say. Egg bread, we call it.
Egg bread.
I get that term in Virginia. Egg bread or batter bread. And it's
now, there's another version. While we're talking about, there's another version of a cornmeal cookery here in the South that very few people ever use now. And that was to cook sweet bread with cornmeal and a leavening agent like baking powder and eggs and buttermilk and syrup, cane syrup for the sweetening. And we call that sweet bread.
Sweet.